We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are here on the Pre-Edition Esports channel. Y'all Gaming presented by Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app and use code Y'all Gaming for a deposit match of up to $100. Thank you all for joining us today. We're talking about some games and some other stuff. Lots of things to discuss here today. But first off, let's just say hi. I'm Cody, and I'm here with my good friend and host, TK Breezy. TK, how are you today?
Well, you know what? Things can be better, to be honest. I don't know what, like, I just woke up and didn't have, like, the energy to kind of, like, do, like, to stream. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll find it throughout the day. And, I mean, it's showing up a little bit. So, I guess day is getting better. I like that. That's always good. That's always nice.
I saw you're on TFT before.
I'm not really, a TFT player. I forgot everything, but, you know, Malcolm was like, bro, like, let's go through this stuff. Like, you know, so we went and looked at all the things. And I was like, this seems cool. You know, but like, I don't want to sit here and learn TFT again. Like, that part doesn't feel cool.
So it's too much.
I've just been forcing like whatever, just to try every little faction once. And I don't know. I mean, I got like a fourth, a fifth. Like, that's fine. I think I'm getting some idea out of it, but at the same time, I'm still just like, I'm not about to be Mr. TFT again. Like, that's not happening.
How big are the sets? Like, how many characters usually?
I wish I had a number for you. There are like, I feel like they're all about the same. I mean, there's right. Probably like a little more, but it's just they're getting more and more complicated because now it's less about just, oh, it's just about the set bonuses, whatever. Now there's like, you know, augments. And then now in this one, there's like fortune things. So out of nowhere, you'll get like Teemo will come in and he'll make everybody faster or some shit. And, or like everybody gets spatulas. And I'm like, bro, I can't keep up with all this, man.
Sure. You know, that's why I ask is because, like, if the sets are, like, always 10 characters, but you learn all 10 every single time, the synergies and the items, like, now I know there's, like, encounters or something where, like, character, mm-hmm. like, Sivir shows up and then everybody's faster or something like that. Like,
it's, yeah, that's, yeah, that thing is, that's been happening. And I like the idea of it is, like, not a bad idea. It's kind of cool, but, like, it's just another layer of stuff that I have to learn that I'm like, man.
Sure.
You know? Like I didn't come. I just want to come here, look at the funny characters, slap people around, and move it, and keep it going. But
slam down your faves, yeah.
Yep. So now I can't even slam down my faves because that's not, you know, what if they don't synergize? Like, you know, now I've got two strong units on the board, not doing anything for each other. It's whatever.
Well, we're not talking about TFT today. We'll talk about some other games, but I want to just start it off. By the way, my Tekken video is out. If you guys want to see it, say Jam Tekken Slam. My video just came out today. I hope you guys like it. Everybody clap it up for Vince because he put in like 80 hours of editing on that.
Nice.
Yeah, he edited it a lot. It's crazy. I wrote the script in like 3 days. He, more like 2 days, and he edited it and all the blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just saying that real quick, but go watch it after this, but keep watching this. Okay, we're talking about a couple games. Probably the first thing, I know we said Rise of the Ronin first, but probably the first thing to talk about is that new Marvel game, which just got announced today. I see everybody, you saw it, right? This Marvel Rivals
thing? I saw it. Yeah.
Everybody's saying it's Overwatch, but it's Smite, right? Like,
I think because people just, you know, doing that thing again where like, oh, it's in this genre, therefore it's this. And like, it's so annoying, bro. Like, I really wish y'all would like, that respect only seems to go to fighting games. Like, where, you know, like, oh, okay, this is Street Fighter and this is Mortal Kombat. But, like, no, sure. This isn't, like, man, isn't it just Street Fighter? But, like, you know. But any other game now, It's always, isn't this just whatever, but like, it's like the if this, then that. It's the sentence is always, isn't it just whatever, but with whatever. And I'm just like, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's like, always X
even
with
if it
y.
is. Yeah. Yeah. Even if it is, like, it's still going to bring something different to the table and probably something familiar to you guys, since you, most people do know Marvel. I do think that they may have came out like 2 years too late, though.
Well, maybe. I mean, yeah, I agree, but I also think now is a good time because people are really sour on Overwatch. So it's like, I think you're right in that, like, the game has kind of, like, that time has passed. However, I think that also means a prime time for another game to come through and be like, all right, we're the game now. I don't necessarily think it's going to do that or is even trying to do that, because I think it's made by, like, NetEase, which I think is, like, a Chinese telecoms company. Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, a Hoyoverse thing or if it's, like, a, like, if they even, you know this stuff. But my vibe is, like, I think people are ready for something else to take that spot, and a lot of people have been frustrated with Overwatch, so now might be the time. And Smite's dead, as far as I know. I mean, maybe Smite's going crazy, but
I mean,
Fat's
still playing Smite, but it's pretty. I would say that it's pretty much over. I mean, and they still have some updates and whatnot, but like, it's just, you know, who's really sitting down to, oh shit, new character, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Like with Smite, that's not really happening too often. So, yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, you're definitely spitting on that. Overwatch definitely is in due for some competition. But I think the reason why I'm saying that I feel like they're too late is because, like, people are soured also on Marvel. Like, the last two Marvel movies,
you're right.
Yeah, they just did not hit. And I feel like they're just continuously going downhill. You know, they're weird. You know, Phil's, I don't want to put him on blast, but what he'd be saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm like, just that type of rhetoric around, and now we're putting out a game. It just, I don't know, it feels like it's almost too little too late. For them to kind of like revive Marvel. Now, I still think I want to play it because it's going to have people that I liked from even when I was a child.
Sure.
Like Spider-Man's in that joint, Black Panther's in that joint. I feel like after playing games with Iron Man, I don't like playing as Iron Man, but I do like Iron Man, which kind of sucks.
Sure.
You know, like we played that Marvel Avengers game and I was like, ooh, I'm going to play some Iron Man. And I played Iron Man and he was like the most boring version of himself. And I was like, this is not what I thought I was getting into when I said I was going to play some Iron Man.
Well,
so.
He's got to be like the main guy. Like, he's probably got to be the most boring, you know what I mean? Like, because he's got to be the main person, I would think, in that. Like, the Mario or whatever. I'm curious. You were talking about Phil. Was he doing that at PAX? Was he doing the Marvel stuff? He's doing that more and more, man.
Yeah, I'm like, he's getting a little too comfortable.
Okay. All right. It's not just me then. That's all I wanted to know. I felt that way, too. I was like, bro, I don't need to know about... Like, he's, like, naming, like, Kathleen Kennedy or whoever and, like, Paul Feig. Or, I'm like, bro, I don't... Huh?
Like, you're doing the research to be a hater right now. Like, where did this come from?
He's down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, he's definitely down the rabbit hole. I don't really feel like he was doing that, but I could be wrong. I mean, I didn't pay too much attention to him. Sure. After we did PAX Arena, he kind of went and did his thing. I did my thing. And, yeah, I was pretty much PAX for us. But, yeah, it's getting a little noticeable. Let's put it that way, bro.
I feel that. Yeah. How's Boston? That's a good city, right?
No. Boston is everything closes like super early for some reason there.
Yes.
What else happened over there? It's super cold this time around.
Sure.
It rained while it was cold, so that was unfun. And yeah, we just kind of had like a lot of like bad weather situations kind of like come through and ruin what otherwise would have been like probably a great time. But yeah, sure. after the rain started settling in, I was like, oh, I don't like this actually.
So I didn't want to sway your opinion. Boston is my least favorite city in America. I didn't know if you were to the same. I didn't want to be like, you know, what do you think? I mean, I think we've talked about this before. We both hate Boston, but we love Seattle, right? Seattle's a W.
Seattle's a W.
That's my favorite.
Seattle's a big W. Yeah, yeah.
Good city. So. All right.
Thank you.
About Marvel for a little bit, and I think we're both gonna be playing it. It comes out in May, which is also when Multiverses drops. Gonna be a heavy month, I guess.
It is gonna be a heavy month, and I'm definitely going to play, like, some of that Marvel. Like, why not? You know,
yeah.
Like, but I just don't know, like, what that, you know, what does that really mean? You know, like playing the game, is it gonna be that fun, or am I gonna like play it for like 10 minutes and then once again I'm out? You know. Like every other game we keep trying to get into.
It feels like a 3-day excursion, if that.
Oh, no.
Or like one of those things where like you get the highest rank, like you get the diamond, and it's like, okay, I beat the game.
Oh, like what was that? Knockout City.
Yep.
Like we were like literally gods of Knockout City in the first week.
Loved that game. I loved it, and then the grind stopped.
Yeah, there was just not much to do. They didn't really update it. We were, you know, like I can't just keep playing the same modes over and over and being like, yeah, bro, this is still fun, because, yeah, it gets old. It definitely gets old.
I would like another one of those games right now. I guess Foam Stars is, like, coming out soon, but I did not like it. You liked it, right?
I played it for, like, 3 or 4, like, days. Not days.
Sheesh.
Sure, like, I'd say 3 or 4 streams. And, like, it was fun, but I don't really feel myself getting, like, invested in the point where, like, I'm sitting here learning.
Sure.
You know, like, yo, Foam Stars, like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was a cool game.
I feel like I need another one of those games to come out soon. Because, like, a Roller Champions, a Rumbleverse, a Foam Stars, a Knockout City. Like, I love those to dig into. But I actually hope Multiverses is not that. I want that game to live and stick around. But, yeah, big ups to Multiverses. But
always trying to get that to go. I don't know. We're Multiverse. We love Multiverses. It was a fun game. I would like to see Multiverses survive. Please survive this time, Multiverses. Thank you.
I talked about this on stream so much. I love that game, but the marketing, I don't think it's Tony. I don't think it's anybody working on the game. It's not the devs. Their marketing is ass. Like, it's bad, man. Like, I don't know. But again, we talked about this before. They might have been lined up with the McDonald's. I don't know. We talked about Multiverses every single time. I just don't trust Warner Brothers. Anyway, second thing I wanted to talk about, I've been playing Rise of the Ronin. We don't need to talk too long. Did you ever play Neo? You're not a Neo guy.
Neo. Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I didn't. But yes, I know what game you're talking about.
I was going to say, because you don't play Souls. You don't like good games. You like TFT and roguelikes.
That's pretty much correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And high rank Tekken, which is so boring and sleepy because everybody blocks blue rank.
You're just bad, bro. You're just bad. It's okay being bad. Like,
no,
just
I'm really
be
good,
bad,
actually.
Bro.
I'm really good, actually. I have a video on how good I am. It just went up today. Check out the Kona YouTube. So, I'm purple rank, by the way. So, you know, that's very good.
I'm blue. I'm like right at the top of blue too. So, but it's whatever.
I could make it if I kept playing. I think I could make it.
You probably could make it if you
kept
playing.
Yeah, very quickly. Yeah. Like faster than you, for sure. Oh, wait, no, he's playing Azucena. That's a fake rank, bro. That's not even real.
I do be cheating.
Get out of here. Run the set. No, I don't know how to do the dodge on the Ernesto move. It's like down. Isn't it like left and duck?
Yeah, but I mean, I keep telling everybody you can actually just duck. Sidestep it, but no one wants to believe me, although I've been doing it in my games. Like, it's just it's a very well-timed sidestep. The duck is just to ensure that you get through all of it, but like, you don't have to do, you know what I'm saying? But like,
sick,
you know what,
Ernesto move.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I've been playing Rise of the Ronin. It's literally just if you guys do you guys remember how, and I'm talking to chat now because you won't know any of this. Do you guys remember how Elden Ring was open world Souls? Rise of the Ronin is open world Neo, and that's it. It's not all that great. The writing sucks. The characters are not good. The combat's good, which is fine. I talked about this on stream last night, but there's a female love interest, and I spoiled everything on my stream last night. I won't do it here because there's a different audience here. But there's a female love interest that they really ham-fist in the game in like an embarrassing fashion. Like, she's just, oh, player character, you're so handsome and brave. I wish we could run away together. But it's, like, so direct and like fast. It happens over the course of, like, 2 missions, and then, I don't know, it's a mess. Fun game, though. Fun game, good combat. I'll probably beat it. My favorite thing about the game is that I've been playing on the upstairs TV, and I'm watching my kid, and the game has a lot of, like, gore and blood or whatever, but if she's watching and I have her in the room, they have a little, you know those, like, Ubisoft things where you have to collect stuff on the map?
Uh-huh.
They have cats. So you collect cats, and then you pick them up, and you hug them, and then it gives you, like, a reward or something. So I just
collect
cats.
So when she's up there, you side quest is what I'm hearing.
Yep.
Okay.
I just,
you know what?
Cat
stuff. That's nice.
It's a nice nice way around it, yeah.
You don't want to put all that gore in front of her this early on, you know what I'm saying? I get it. So.
Bro, she watched Ninja Turtles, the new movie, and she's just, like, beating my ass all the time. Like, she wants to be Donatello so bad. She's beating me up. Not even with like a stick or anything, just her hands. Like she
just throwing hands. That's crazy.
Yeah, she'll just be like, I be Donatello and you be Superfly. And then she just beats the hell out of me repeatedly.
I'm glad that she's like keeping up with the lore, though. Here we go.
Yeah, I had to tell her the character names because she kept saying, I be Purple. I'm like, no, Purple is Donatello.
No.
No. I'm going to let you know.
No, yeah. No, I think, I mean, it's not like I wouldn't ever play the game. I just never got around to playing it. You know, that's all. Sure. I think there's a decent amount of games like that where I'm like, I would play them, but I just never get around to playing them. And, well, one day I will. But today is not that day. So, I don't know.
I've said this a million times. I highly, highly recommend Souls. You got to try it, man. It's so
no, cool. I did. You know what? I remember. Actually, I did. There was a time when I played, well, this is the stream's fault. Blame the stream, okay? I played some Bloodborne, right? I played some Bloodborne. Fun time. I was having the greatest time of my life, right? I was having the greatest time because of the fact that, you know, it's the first time I'm playing this. Sure. I get to experience it in a way where it's like, I don't, you know, I might die to something funny. And it's supposed to be funny. But then these backseaters come through. And, like, that game is notorious. Like, those people eat that shit up. They're like, yes. Yo, you're playing what? Let me tell you everything you ever need to know about a game ever. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. This is not... This is not what I signed up for. And I have to deal with that all the time. So that's really the biggest reason why I kind of stopped playing. It wasn't more so like that I didn't like the game. I think the game was fun. I think it definitely has that thing that I always talk about when it comes to those games where it's like less hard and more tedious.
Yes.
But that's not like a bad thing. But I do hate when people use it as a frame of like measurement of hard games because I'm like, the game, right. I mean, people are like literally beating it unarmed. So like, I don't know. But like, you have to know all that stuff. You have to like, It's the fighting game equivalent of, you know, but in not a fighting game, because that's basically what it is. So yeah.
It's annoying when people try to use it as a, like, a feather in their cap, or, like, they're like, I beat this game, and I'm a good player, and I'm going to teach you now. It's like, dude, just, it's video games. Why are you?
Yeah, let me just play the game. That would be super nice.
I don't know why you want to take that experience away. Like,
that's what I say.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, bro, the thing is that, like, for the entire time that you got to play, no one was in your ear, and I bet money that caused you to like really have some sense of accomplishment and like sense of exploration and whatnot, and then you go about ruining that for anybody else.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, man. I think I will always like have a very, very hot, like big disdain for backseating. Because, like, it's also never, like, asked for. Like, if I ask for it and, like, I'm like, oh, how do I beat this? And you start, you got all the tips. That's it. Lit. But, like, if I miss one roll and then you open your Google Doc to tell me everything I should have done right there, that's not cool, bro. Cool at all.
I feel like that's pretty common. And you're right. I forgot about that bit with the, with, like, people coming in and trying to tell you all the time. And it's probably only gotten worse because the only people still interested in the Bloodborne category are very helpful chatters that want to pop in and constantly be a part of the action. So
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. No,
yeah,
those people are
years in.
They're there. They're and I feel like, you know, obviously, there's either two ways you're watching that game. It's like I'm either watching someone new or I'm watching someone who's doing, like, a challenge run. And I will not be doing any challenge runs anytime soon. Right. So if you're watching me, you're watching someone new. And if you're doing that thing where you're backseating because I'm new, well, I hate you. That's, you know, I put it out there. I'm going to say it. Say what's real. Say what's in my chest. I hate you.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the third topic, which we didn't really have, but I did want to, I got something.
Did I leave?
Did I? Oh, I muted. My bad.
Oh.
I have like, a button on my mouse I had to accidentally hit. My bad.
You have a mouse mute button?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It was because when I like stream with people and I'm in Discord, like I did it for the Tekken thing. I don't want to go back and forth, but then I kept hitting it by accident and unmuting and saying very embarrassing things. So I gotta turn that back off. But before we get into our third thing, which was not outlined, but I got something else, wanted to talk about today's sponsor. It's Prize Picks, guys. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America, the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just deal against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, hate those guys, you pick more or less than on 2-6 player projections and watch the winnings roll in. So you could do football stuff. Football, the season is over, but you could do tournament season or the fight for playoff home court. Football's done, but you can do basketball moments and all kinds of different stuff. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Guys, download the app today and use code YALLGAMING for a first deposit of up to $100. What? $100. Download the app today and use code YALLGAMING for a first deposit of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks.
Football will be back soon, too, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
Give it Don't worry. It'll be there, and you can, you know, you can gush over football again, you know. Concussions and, whatnot.
Concussion. That's the pit. I can't make that joke. No, we have a spot. All right, check out Prize Pit. I was going to make a joke. All right, but I just wanted to check in here. This wasn't on the thing, but I'm kind of curious. So we're now 3 months into the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're a quarter of the way. We've had some big games come out, but it's been kind of quiet mostly. I mean, for big stuff. Do you have a game of the year yet? Do you have anything big that you played that you think you would sink your put your money
game of
the
year at this point?
Just right now. I know it's early, but you know, end of March.
Like, obviously, you know, I'm really big on the tech, but even some days, like, I still, you know, even right now, like, I have it, and I could have streamed it today, but I just didn't feel like thinking that hard. Like,
yes.
I just,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, dude, I don't feel like thinking this hard today. I want to just have some fun, so therefore, that's why I'm playing shitty TFT. Like, I'm not even, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here messing around. But the brain's off, you know? And you know, people are still trying to backseat me on that, but I just haven't been reading chat. I'm like, okay, there you go again. I'm like, you should pick. No, I will legitimately throw a full game because it's not ranked, and I don't even care if it was ranked, but I'll throw a full game. You start backseating me, bro. I don't care.
Yep.
Like,
just to do not what they told you to do, even mm-hmm. if it is the right option, you're just like, no, actually, I'm going to play this. No synergies on the board. Awful placement. Just who cares?
I'm just gonna just hard pivot out of nowhere. Like, wait, what? You were one away from a 3-star. Yeah, I'm not feeling anymore.
I got 6 cultists, but I gotta sell all these. Actually,
I gotta go. Yeah, and it's definitely a thought I've had multiple times playing this. So, but I'm messing around. I'm just messing around with it. But as I was saying, yeah, it's just like I would like to play. I really like Tekken a lot, and it's very fun. But some days that I just am not in that mood to be like Mr. Tekken, because if you're not Mr. Tekken, you're just going to be losing, and there's no fun in playing that game and just losing the entire time.
Yep.
So, yeah,
you've got to be like brain on to play that game.
Mm-hmm. And so I'd say with that, like I would assume that like I still really, really, you know, like the game, and I will probably put it as my game of the year right now because I'm looking at everything else I've played. I mean, I played Power World, Prince of Persia, Grand Blue, Cat Quest 1, and Cat Quest 2. So kind of like an easy dub there for Tekken.
Sure.
And you know, all these other games I played, I still like enjoy them. They were very fun games.
Of course.
Like, I mean, I'm literally waiting for Cat Quest 3 right now. That game slaps.
Why this dude always on his Cat Quest?
Hey, bro.
This dude in his Cat Quest, bro. Whoa.
Until you tried it, bro. I was there. It was a fun time. Right. I didn't expect it to be a fun time, but bro, it was a fun time.
I love his Cat Quest. Okay. I was gonna say the only two things that jump out to me are Tekken, or and this is gonna sound weird, but like it might be Power World.
Power World's up there. I mean, it might as well be. That game is very fun. I wouldn't say it was. No, it is. That game was mad fun.
Yeah.
So
I think I sunk the most time into it. I'm looking at the other games for the year, and it's been kind of quiet, but I think it might be Power World, which is like funny because I said it as a joke. I mean, Balatro's good, but I don't know, it's not the same. Balatro for me, I was gonna say I sunk a lot of time into it. Have I put more time Balatro or Power? Balatro is 56 hours. Power World is 32. Damn, I played more Balatro than Power World.
What happened?
Oh, I think I idled in Balatro because okay. I have it on my Steam Deck too.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Or maybe I just sunk more hours because that game eats up your time. Yeah, not much coming out this year. That's a good point. I was going to say, I don't know what to be excited for. Like, obviously, I'm excited for multiverses or whatever, but, like, I don't know if you felt the squeeze, TK, but, like, as a Nintendo, like, adjacent guy, like, not just Smash, but, like, Nintendo in general, mm-hmm. I'm struggling. Like, I got to come up with stuff for content. like pretty consistently, because like there's no, the only Nintendo things that are coming out are remakes of 30-year-old games in Princess Peach, which is like a kid's game. It's like,
well, whoa, come on now.
It's not good. It's not good. I played a demo.
You don't know that yet.
I played a demo. Oh, you did? It was so boring. There's a demo on the eShop if you want to try it. It is for 3-year-olds. I heard it's better past the demo. I don't believe that.
That's so unfortunate. I thought that game was going to be the heat. It looks so fun.
No, it was very boring.
All right. Well, GG's to that, I guess. I think, where would I be at with this? Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely feeling the square. Like today, you know, as I said, like I didn't really know what I was going to stream today. And that doesn't really happen too often. I don't really feel like I'm at a loss of, you know, what to do. But today was the day. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what am I, you know, what's on the docket? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a lot of Nintendo people I've talked to are feeling that way, because it's like you can come up with stuff, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm having trouble because Nintendo is just dead silent right now. There's just nothing happening, and I'm sure Switch 2, people are saying early 2025, sure, whatever. But are we really?
They got to be working on something.
Well, they have Switch 2. It's been like talked about that Switch 2 has been ready for years. They just don't want to pop it yet because the Switch is still selling like crazy. So they probably don't have to, but I don't know. It is dead quiet. They ain't got nothing coming out, nothing to talk about. Their next thing is Thousand Year Door, which is like good, but it was on the GameCube. Like, I don't know. We'll see. I want to hear more from Nintendo. Sony's in trouble too because of all the stuff that they said that they have nothing coming out this year. 2024 might be like dead, which is very sad. We'll see.
Yeah, I didn't know they didn't have nothing coming out. Like, oh wait, no, they did say that. I remember that. Because are they working on another system now, or are they just not making anything?
They did. They said that it was like late into the PS5's lifespan. They said something about that, but I don't know if that means they're making PS6. Because like a lot of people still like don't have a PS5 or don't have any games for it. I have like six games for PS5.
I legitimately don't feel like I even played anything on the PS5, which is probably my biggest issue. I'm just like, bro, this game. Or this system, although it is supposed to be godlike, I feel like I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think this might be a backlog year, like Papa Phoenix said. I think we just got to tear through our Steam libraries and hope it works. So
well that's good. Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in my Steam library that I need to be messing around with in the first place. So, like, why not? You know, I feel like I started playing a bunch of roguelikes right now that I've been, I haven't had a chance to because they came out in, like, full version. Like, I finished most of Spiritfall. And now I'm on to Astral Ascent. And, like, all this stuff is good on my Steam Deck. So I'm like, word. Not only do I have, you know, the ability to play this at home in my bed, but I have this ability to play this on the go. And, that's just, I don't know. It's good. Like, I feel like I'm about to get on a plane tomorrow to go to Vancouver. Which, by the way, I should have. Vancouver is so expensive to get to for absolutely no reason.
really?
So, yeah, it's the flight was like $500, and we bought it like 5 months ago. And so I'd imagine now that shit got to be like $700-$800. But what I could have done is probably get like a $200 flight to Seattle, go to Seattle, and then just take the train up there. And I was like, should have thought about that earlier, because that would have been a pretty chill time, you know? Get off the plane, go to the train, and then we just kind of see the, you know, mess around with my Steam Deck while looking at the sites. But yeah, why are you so expensive, Vancouver? Like, what's going on here?
I mean, it's a beautiful city, apparently. People say it's like one of the most beautiful places in North America, but like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's also like the Canada thing. I don't know. Yeah, you gotta go to Seattle first. Well, have fun.
But have a good time, man. Yeah, this is my first BOBC. You know, obviously, pay probably ain't gonna be that great, but it's got three games I want to talk about. So we got Street Fighter 6 there, we got Tekken 8 there, and we got Smash there. Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely in a weird lull, though, when it comes to... I know there was, like, this other game that just came out, like, Unicorn Overload, and I saw a decent amount of people playing that, but that was, like, one of those, like, RPGs that's probably going to become a cult following very quickly, so...
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Is it, like, it's tactical role-playing game or whatever. I don't like VanillaWare. I gave them a shot once, and I just didn't. It's too, like, it's anime and complex and a lot of words. I don't like their style. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's my vibe. Actually, there was one other thing. Oh yeah, chat said that Silver or Stellar, I don't even know the real name. Stellar Blade. Did you see Stellar Blade?
I did see Stellar Blade.
Did you see the controversy about Stellar Blade?
About the way she looks?
Uh-huh. They apparently got like a super famous, I think it's Korean, maybe I'm wrong, but like a model, like a adult model to play the character. And people are having, I would feel weird playing the game. I'm sure the game is going to be, well, I don't know if the game's going to be good, but even if the game is good, I would feel weird playing it because I feel like so many people are creating it, like they're only playing it because it's at the center of this weird, like, this back and forth in the gamer sphere where, like, it's okay for women to be hot in games. No, they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? This is just strange. It's a weird time to be a video game player, I think.
I just feel like I never look into games hard enough to find this shit out myself. Like, I you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I saw the game. I was like, oh, she's kind of naked, whatever. Like, this is, you know, Bayonetta-esque, you know, also Nier-esque. You guys have been horny for that character or 2B forever. So I'm like, where that part, don't really care for. But if the action looks good, then, like, that's great. But I'm not like, you know what she reminds me of? Or I need to find out who she looks like. Who is she based off of? Now, I've definitely seen some characters. Like, you know, especially from Grand Theft Auto, where you can see, like, their likeness immediately. Like, yes, oh, that looks like this rapper, or this looks like, you know, that singer or whatever. And I'm like, cool. And if that happens to be the truth, then sick. But it wouldn't change. If GTA made R. Kelly in their universe, I would not be like, I'm not playing this game. Because it's not actually R. Kelly. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
you know? Definitely. I'd be like, questionable choice. But I definitely wouldn't be like, whoa, now we have to boycott this.
That's a strange choice by the devs. Maybe I'll watch it on YouTube, see what angle they were going for. Well, you know, I get it. Yeah, I watched the trailer looked fine, but these games always look fine. Is it any better? We'll see. Don't say the diddler. Come on. In this chat. The diddy stuff. Okay, all right. Thank you guys for watching. I think that's going to do it for Y'all Game. And thanks for tuning in. He's going to Battle BC. You streaming again? You going right back on?
TFT?
No,
I have to actually pack for Battle BC. It's kind of... I might come back a little when later, but yeah, right now. 8 a.m.
What? Why are you leaving tomorrow?
Wait.
It's Wednesday.
It starts on Friday.
Yeah.
So you leave on Thursday.
At 8 a.m. though?
I didn't listen.
Okay.
The flight, the afternoon flights, there was no directs, by the way. Let's put that out there. There was no directs.
Okay. All right.
And then, so the afternoon flights were definitely like another 600. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to work with y'all, bro. Because I'm sure if I go too high up, they're going to be like, yeah, so we had to use the money we were going to pay you with as the money to buy your flight. So sorry. Them's the breaks.
Yeah.
And I just got to hold that. But I'm not trying to hold that show. Yeah. It could be better. Hopefully the actual time that I spend there is so good that I'm like, it was worth it. But goddamn, is it expensive?
Definitely.
So,
yeah. Big ups to the Battle BC team for trying to make it happen. Hopefully everything goes well. Have fun in Vancouver. You'll have a full day to explore. And that reminds me, and I'm not going to leak anything. TK knows what I'm talking about, but I'm going to put this here because I don't know where else to say it, and I'm kind of annoyed. There's a situation where a caster has not been paid for work that happened like 7 months ago. And somebody needs to say something at some point, man. Like it's a very public figure and I'm not trying to start any drama. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but like, I don't know. Good on BOBC for paying people. I don't even know why I brought that up. I'm just really annoyed by it. That's all I'm thinking about it now, you know?
I'm annoyed by it, too, and I'm annoyed that we continuously see said person everywhere, too. So I'm like, okay.
Who is
like,
promoting other events while still not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't have brought that up here, but I didn't want to bring it up on my stream to make it a big deal. It's small here, so, you know.
I just don't know how do you turn that into, like, what do you say? Because, like, none of us can say it. You know, I didn't work the event.
Right.
And so, like, me just coming out of nowhere saying it is wild. And it also just looks like a personal attack at that point in time.
Right.
You know, we're big. We're figureheads or whatever. So if I just come out of nowhere, I'm like, by the way, this guy hasn't done this to this guy. And they're like, why did you say that? And now I look like the asshole.
Yeah, it feels weird if we bring up other people's business. But at the same time, I think that people can't bring up their own business because then it makes them look crappy. Then they look unprofessional for asking somebody to do what they wrote in a contract they would do 6 months ago. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's weird how often that kind of stuff comes up. Honestly, it doesn't. Well, no, I guess it does. I was going to say it doesn't happen that much, but it happened with a couple events.
282 days for Shine and Pay Me.
Yeah.
I count it.
I know Shine, I did the Big House was a thing. Like,
yeah.
So I think Big House was for players, though, not for casters. That was like Meister didn't get his payment for 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Look, I know sponsors take a while to wrap up. I totally get it. But maybe don't talk about other events in the future. Let's not stack the deck or the debt. You know what I mean? Let's take it easy. Anyway, we could talk about this for days. Sorry to bring that up. Didn't mean to kill the vibes. We talked about that today, and it's been on the top of my mind because what the fuck. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Big House didn't pay my friend for months.
There we go.
All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll see you guys tonight. I'm playing Ratatouille tonight. I got everything all set up, okay? Hold on. Wait just a minute. We're all good to go, all right? You wouldn't believe how long it took me to make those live splits. I just showed the chat right there. All right, we're going to be doing Ratatouille tonight against AlphaRego. Be playing some GameCube Ratatouille speedrunning. We'll see how it goes. I told you it's rough. We need games to play right now, bro. It's dead. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys on Y'all Gaming next week. Have fun in Vancouver. See you later. Goodbye.